Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second week of November. Here in Ottawa, what's called the grey month of November has started. The daylight saving time has ended this past weekend, and with the sun setting earlier, suddenly the day feels much shorter. Most of the leaves are gone from the trees by now, and fallen leaves on the streets are quickly turning brown. Not just leaves, but also plants on the ground are losing their colors in preparation for the winter. The colors are quickly disappearing from the gardens and the streets, and when there is no sun in the sky, the scenery looks and feels very gray. In the place where you live, is the day getting longer or shorter? Are you having more colors or less colors? Today, I am sharing with you a memory from my childhood that is a mixture of pain and excitement. What led me to recall this particular memory was the development of several mouth ulcers I happened to experience last week. I got more than one ulcer, and because of the pain, I had a hard time talking and eating throughout the week. But there was a time in my early childhood when I had a far more painful case of mouth ulcers. I got herpangina. That time, the number of ulcers in my mouth was so many that I really couldn't eat anything that I would normally eat. However, because of this, I also got to experience an exceptional treatment from my mother. I wonder what memory of a special pampering experience might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope you will enjoy it.
Sore mouth and pampering paradise. In the autumn, when I was 5, one day I woke up to a sore mouth, mouth ulcers. Worse still, I had more than one. Bummer! I started out the day as usual, but when it was time for a meal, the pain was so much that I could barely eat anything. These mouth ulcers felt more painful than the normal ones, and as the day went by, more ulcers erupted in my mouth. Soon, my mouth was on fire. "I can't eat anything," I cried over supper. A whole day had gone by, and I hadn't been able to eat any of my meals properly. For somebody who loved eating, this was deadly frustrating. "I can't eat anything!" The next day, my mother took me to the hospital, and there we learned that the cause of the fire in my mouth wasn't regular mouth ulcers, but herpangina. "You won't be able to eat regular meals for some days," the doctor told me. "Let her eat jelly or ice cream," he advised my mother. something very soft and cold. That day, we got back home with a bag full of large packages of jelly and ice cream. Never before in my life had I seen jelly and ice cream bought in such generous quantity. When my mother offered me both jelly and ice cream for lunch, I got so excited that I almost forgot about my sore mouth. More jelly and ice cream were offered at dinner, which I indulged in with a big smile. When my little brother saw what I was eating, he also wanted to have jelly, but my mother told him no. "Your sister is having a very sore mouth and she can't eat other things," she explained. "But you are not, so you're going to have a regular meal with me, okay?" This comment made my smile spread even more. I was getting a special treatment no one else was entitled to. I could eat as many packages of jelly and ice cream as I wanted. It took a few days for the ulcers to start losing their power and for the pain to recede. When the pain no longer interfered with my eating, I went back to my regular meal, which now felt refreshing after a complete immersion in the sweet taste of jelly and ice cream. The large collection of empty containers of jelly became my toy in the bathtub for a long time after I recovered from Herbangina. Whenever I saw them, I would be reminded of the sweet, pampering paradise I got to enjoy because of the nasty sore mouth.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.